Venturing into hour two of the Maggie Dawn Show. It's John and Gordy in the morning filling in.
That's right. Maggie's gone all this week. She'll be back on Monday. And joining us this time around is Mike McCabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Mike, good to have you here once again.
Good to be with you.
Yeah. Seems like just a little while ago we saw you.
Yeah.
This morning.
This morning. Mike joins us every Wednesday morning on our morning show on WMDX in Madison. So good to have you here during the afternoon hours.
Well, thanks for having me back. I didn't wear out my welcome.
No, not at all. Plus, we're wide awake now. So,
but you know, here's the thing: if you're watching this, the video of this,
on YouTube or Facebook,
Mike and I are both wearing white hats,
right,
with white flags on them,
white American flags.
Yeah.
So I haven't gotten mine yet. I'm going to order one now.
Yeah, I'll send you a link to that. I forgot to do that, but we're wearing them because you brought this up. The whole idea of the white flag. Why don't you explain it a little bit here?
Well, you know, I started wearing a white cap just as a personal objection to the way that we've been divided into
the
red America and blue America, red states and blue states. And, you know, it's intentional on the part of the ruling class. They want people at each other's throats. They want people who have an awful lot in common to see each other as enemies. So they have all these different dividing lines that they try to use to get people pitted against each other. And, and you know, our colors are red, white, and blue. You know, the American flag is red, white, and blue. And yet red and blue have been turned into symbols of division and polarization. And so I just decided to claim the unused color on the American flag and say, hey, you know, I'm going to be a white cap now.
So, you know, the white color includes all colors.
Yeah. Or none.
Or none.
I don't know which
kind
it is.
Neutral.
I don't know which it is,
I just
figured and the flag on my cap is actually all white as well. It, like I said, it's just a personal objection to the way that red and blue have become symbols of division in our society. And you know, it's all deliberate. There are people, working class people, who have an awful lot in common, but they've been told that there are all these reasons why they should hate other working class people or why they should fear other working class people. And just the whole idea of red America and blue America, you know, love of country has given way to hatred of the other America. Everybody's thinking, you know, I'm in one America and then I hate the other America. And that's messed up, man. That's messed up.
The urban and rural divide is basically what's going on here. And they've really sold it. It's happened.
You know, they divide us by race, they divide us by gender, they divide us by where we live, rural versus urban. They divide us on the basis of whether we've been to college or whether we haven't.
Yeah.
They find all these different ways to say you really should hate that other American.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so I if I'm the only one, and I'm glad to see that somebody's joined me, John, but if I'm the only one to wear the white cap, I'll keep wearing it.
Yeah.
Because to me, it's also an expression of optimism that we can get beyond this. We don't have to allow ourselves to be herded into one America or the other. I have the great benefit of having grown up on a farm, but also having lived in a city. So I've kind of straddled that rural-urban divide. I've had a foot in both of those worlds, and it just astonishes me, but also saddens me about how rural people both fear and dislike cities, and city folk both fear and dislike small towns. And man, you know, we got way more in common than we've got differences if we're willing to really look about what city life is like and what small town life is like.
Mike, growing up in rural Wisconsin, is that what got you interested in politics in the first place? How, a little bit about your background here for our statewide audience.
Well, you know, I grew up on a dairy farming family.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is you mentioned there's this rural-urban divide, and we think of rural America as red America, and we think of blue America being in the cities.
City, yeah.
But where I grew up, in Clark County, Wisconsin, about halfway between Eau Claire and Wausau, outside of a little town named Curtis, mm-hmm. which was barely 150 people when I lived on a farm outside of that town, that area was represented at that time when I was young by Democrats. The congressman for the area was a Democrat. The state senator was a Democrat. The state assemblyman was a Democrat. And today, that area is bright red. It's voting entirely Republican. But it'll flip back at some point down the road. But for now, it's seen as red America. But that area was electing Democrats when I was young.
Yeah.
And a lot of the divisions that have been thrown at us, whether it's abortion or guns or whatever, you know, people were just as fond of hunting and just as fond of guns mm-hmm. back when I was young. It was hunting country. And mm-hmm. and yet Democrats were being elected to the legislature and to Congress by those voters. And, you know, and people were socially conservative back then. I don't think they were big on abortion. People today in those areas are much more open to gay marriage and gay families than they were back when I was young. But they were voting for Democrats back then, and today they're voting for Republicans, even though they've become more liberal mm-hmm. when it comes to the issue of things like gay marriage. And so it's just bizarre how we've been taught to see each other as enemies. And
yeah.
and I just have a background that just led me to think, wow, this is all really nuts.
Well, you know, I suppose this may come as a surprise for a lot of people who listen to me, but I think of myself as apolitical. I think of what's the best idea, what's the best way to do something, what's the cheapest way to do it, which is the best way to do it. That's how I look at everything, the big picture. I don't like this political thing that we have to go through here. I do criticize megas, sure, but, you know, it's because they are doing unusual things that aren't benefiting everybody or thinking about everybody and how we could all benefit from the same darn thing.
Exactly. You know, in a country as wealthy and as prosperous as America is, nobody should get sick and go bankrupt.
Exactly.
Simply because they get sick.
Yeah.
Yet we allow that to happen. We have bankruptcies all across this nation because people got sick and can't afford care. And nobody should put in an honest day's work and still be poor.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Nobody putting in an honest day's work should be left poor. And yet, here's an amazing statistic. It takes 80 hours of work a week to keep yourself above poverty if you're working for the minimum wage.
Yeah, it's crazy.
80. You got to have two full-time jobs. If you're making the minimum wage, you got to have two full-time jobs to keep yourself above the poverty line. And that shouldn't be in America. That shouldn't be in rural America.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be the case in urban America. It just shouldn't be. But because we've got that in common, mm-hmm. the working people should feel like they won't be poor if they put in an honest day's work, and they won't go bankrupt if they get sick. They say, well, let's talk about abortion, or let's talk about guns, or all the immigrant bashing and the talk about trans people and everything else. It's all to keep people from uniting around a message that this country should be a place where you work and you aren't poor, where you can get sick without going bankrupt.
Right.
We're talking with Mike McCabe, Substack blogger and author. And if you'd like to join the conversation, you can do that. Call us at 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. When we had you on the show this morning, we were talking about your latest Substack column about Nero fiddling while Rome was burning. Can we touch on that again? What the theme of that blog was?
Well, you know, almost 2,000 years ago, Rome had an emperor, Nero, who lived extravagantly and self-indulgently. He was very musically inclined, and so he was just a megalomaniac, and he put on these grand displays of his artistic prowess for the masses to enjoy. And people were suffering, and he was taxing the hell out of people living outside of Rome so that he could pay for gifts for those he favored. He was corrupt. He was cruel. He was a brutal tyrant. And people ended up getting sick of him and ended up deciding they'd had enough. But before that happened, Rome actually caught fire and burned for 9 days. And this guy is putting on these displays of his ability to play the violin.
Yeah.
And that's why it's always said, he fiddled while Rome burned.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually people got wise to it all. They rose up. The Roman Senate ended up sentencing him to death. He fled Rome, went out to a suburban villa, and took his own life, stabbed himself in the throat, and killed himself. And isn't that the way it goes with the ruling class? They enrich themselves. They use and abuse people to live an extravagant lifestyle, to enrich themselves, and they don't look out for the common good. Until people can see through it all. And I think that's what has to happen here. We got to see through what the ruling class is doing to working class people. Just trying to divide us and conquer us, trying to distract us, get us to look at all these things that are going on around us and lose sight of the fact that in this country, we're wealthy enough to make sure that if you put on an honest day's work, you won't be poor. And if you happen to fall ill, you won't go bankrupt. That's the goal we should have right here in this country. And they're deathly afraid of people uniting around ideas like that. So they distract and they demonize other people, and they try to convince us that that other working people are enemies of ours.
There's a bit of a comparison here, with Nero and Trump. And we're looking at wildfires as opposed to, Rome burning at this point. And not only that, but they're also experimenting with the idea of getting rid of FEMA. So when these disasters happen, there's no one there to help or back them up.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And there again is part of my upbringing. I'm actually old enough where I took part in two barn raisings. Mm. So one time a farmer lost a barn to a fire. And another time it was a tornado that wiped out a barn. And the entire community would come together and build these people a new barn. Mm-hmm. And I took part in two of them. Mm. And dozens of people, probably close to 100 people, would show up. Some would bring food. Some would bring equipment or tools or whatever. And a barn got built in a day.
That's impossible to think of.
I saw with my own eyes barns built in a day.
Where did I get the beams for that, Mike?
They bring them in.
And people brought in the lumber and everything. And some people, their job was to build all the rafters out. And some people were making food. And some people were just carrying nuts and bolts and nails and hammers. Everybody had a task. Mm. People worked together. And people who had disaster had struck them, they got themselves a new barn built. There was some finishing work that had to be done. Shingles had to be put on the roof, the next day. But that whole structure went up in a day. It was an amazing thing to watch people coming together and doing that for each other.
Was there somebody in charge of the grill? that would be my job.
Everybody had a job.
Yeah, thank you.
And I was a teenager at the time.
Yeah, what did you do?
And I mostly brought...
You're a gopher.
Tool. I was a gopher. Yeah. And I did man some ropes and pulleys and help lift some rafters into place. But for the most part, I was a gopher because I was just a kid.
We've got more of Mike McCabe in just a moment. We'll take a break here.
Yeah, stay with us. Phone lines are still open. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Back with Mike McCabe on the Civic Media Radio Network on the Maggie Dawn Show with John and Gordy.